Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a 12 Days of the Comic Source episode. It's also one of my favorite cover episodes. Today, I'm going to be talking about Green Lantern. And this is another instance where I just had a really, really hard time limiting it to only five. So I actually went with six on this one. Most of them are from the original Green Lantern run that ended, I think, with like 215 or something back in the 70s and 80s. And then there's a couple from Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, actually, that I wanted to mention on here as well. So let's get started with the oldest cover. It's number 177, and it's Gil Kane. And what I love about this is, so this is kind of in the era of the Dave Gibbons art on Green Lantern, and most of the covers are by Dave Gibbons, and a lot of them are amazing. So that's what really made this one stand out, because I remember seeing it on the rack, and you know, this is from 1984, and it just really stood out. And this was right around the time that I discovered Gil Kane's art, and he quickly became one of my favorite artists. He was one of the first artists whose style I could recognize. And the whole cover is green. It's all in a greenish hue, with the exception of the little bit of black on Hal's costume. And it's not like it's really dynamic or anything, but it was such a departure from everything that had come before that I'd seen on the covers or the covers that came after. And like I said, it was, it's very impactful the way that Gil does it. And, you know, it was when I really discovered his art. So I wanted to put it on the list. It's a great cover. Next up is one of those aforementioned Dave Gibbons covers. It's number 181, and really ties into the story, what's going on. It's Green Lantern. It's Hal Jordan. He's throwing down his power ring. We see all the Guardians in the background, and Hal's saying, "I'm tired of being your whipping boy. I quit." And if you're old enough to remember what Len Wein did with Green Lantern sort of back then, maybe from, I don't know, issue 150-ish or so till about here, about 30 issues. Hal Jordan was constantly butting heads with the Guardians because they wouldn't let him do what he wanted to do. They wouldn't let him do what he thought was right. You know, their rules were very stifling, and you know, he wouldn't let them help people the way that he wanted to. And so finally in this issue, he gets fed up and he quits. And so it's a great cover because it ties into everything that's been going on for the last 30 issues or so. And it's one of those covers where you read it, you're like, wait, Hal Jordan's going to quit? Like, what's going on? Like, it pulls you in. You want to pick it up and see what's going on. You want to read it and understand the story. And the other thing is, it's just a great cover in terms of, you know, don't think of it as necessarily an action cover, but when you look at it, you know, Hal is striding towards us and the ring is even closer to us. You know, you can see that he's thrown it. You see where it bounces off the ground, and it's closer to us than anything. It's kind of big and in the bottom right corner of the cover. So it's very effective. It gives that sense of movement. So again, a cover that really draws you in. So I wanted to call attention to it. Next up is 193. This one's actually by Joe Staton. And this is after, like I said, Hal Jordan had quit. John Stewart had taken over, and then Hal eventually gets a ring back. Steve Englehart has taken over as writer, and Joe Staton is doing the art. And we see Hal Jordan and John Stewart on the moon. And Hal's telling him, "I could leave you here to die, Green Lantern, but I think I'll kill you instead." And again, you just want to know what's going on. Like, wait, why would Hal Jordan be about to kill John Stewart? They're on what looks to be the moon, but I think it's actually an asteroid in the story, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time, but it's just a very impactful cover, you know, with space and stars and whatnot in the background. And you can see the fury on Hal's face. You can see how defeated John Stewart looks. So again, it makes you wonder what's going on. It draws you in, and it's just a really cool kind of space-scape cover. So that is on my list as well. And then the next one is also by Joe Staton. It's issue 195. And we don't see who it is. This is a Crisis crossover. We don't see who it is, but there's a new Green Lantern. He's all in shadow, and he's saying, "At last, the power is mine again." He's holding his fist aloft in one hand with the Green Lantern ring, and he's got the power battery in the other hand. And his fist with the ring is actually separating the words green and lantern from each other in the title, where normally the lantern would have been in the logo. And like I said, the lantern in his other hand is clearly sending out its power because there's all these lines radiating out of it. And being that he's backlit, the whole background is white, and he's all in shadow, and we don't know who it is. It's Guy Gardner, you know. That's why he says, "At last, the power is mine again." You know, one of the replacement lanterns that, if I remember correctly, was only not the original Green Lantern because he was further away than Hal Jordan was from Abin Sur's crash, and so Guy was always sort of jealous and felt jilted in that way. And now he's got a chance to be the lantern again. So it does tie into Crisis. It's just a powerful cover. The image is very memorable. So I wanted to go ahead and put it on my list. All right. So the last two covers are both from Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. One is issue 44 and one is issue 45. They're both variant covers and they're both by Tyler Kirkham. And the reason I like 44, it's this close-up view with a lot of detail of Jordan's flight helmet with the visor down and the oxygen mask. And his ring is floating there. And we only see Hal in the reflection on the cracked visor. And the ring is floating there. The background is smoke and fire. And it calls to mind Hal Jordan's previous career as a fighter pilot very, very well. And it's just a very well-composed cover. You know, clearly there's been some sort of crash or explosion on the jet. Clearly Hal's about to get the ring. And it's just a very impactful, very cool cover, like interesting way to tell a story in the cover, because so often the covers are just pinups now and we don't get to necessarily see what's going on in the story. So I wanted to call this one out. I thought the composition of it was done very, very well. And then the last one is 45, the next issue, also by Tyler Kirkham, also a variant, as I said, Hal Jordan, the Green Lantern Corps 45. And this one, we just have Hal standing there wearing the ring and he's mid-transformation. As we see this green energy that sort of washed over his body from his shoulder, kind of on the upper right, and it's heading down and to the left. And so part of his body, he's still wearing his flight jacket and a t-shirt and jeans. And then where the energy has already passed, he's in his traditional Green Lantern uniform and having the energy kind of pop off the page. And the background is just sort of this bluish haze. It works very well, Giving us that dichotomy of the civilian Hal Jordan and the superpowered Hal Jordan. So I really like this cover as well. So those are my six favorite covers. With Green Lantern, you know, he's been around for such a long time. There's so many great covers. I could have picked so many covers from the Geoff Johns run with, you know, the Sinestro Corps War or Blackest Night. There's some classic covers by Neil Adams, especially in that Green Arrow, Green Lantern run from Denny O'Neill that, you know, that wrote it, and Neil Adams doing the covers, you know, the Speedy on the drugs or Green Arrow shooting the Green Lantern battery as Hal was trying to recite his oath, like so many really, really classic ones. But I went with these because, well, the Kirkham ones I went with just because they're more recent. You'd be able to find them if you want to go take a look. And I just thought the line work and the covers were done very well. Interesting compositions, kind of a departure from a lot of the pinup style stuff that we get. Not that the second one isn't a pinup, but anyway, I chose those for that reason. And then the other ones, the ones right in like 177 to 195, I chose just because they're kind of in my wheelhouse, a lot of nostalgia from when I was reading Green Lantern, and they stuck out to me. And there's a lot of those Dave Gibbon covers in that time that are awesome as well. So Green Lantern, like when I went through, I was surprised at how many great covers. I could have done like 25 great Green Lantern covers. I couldn't believe of all the cover episodes I'm doing, Green Lantern it's had the most that really, I was like, oh, I could pick that one. I could pick that one. I could pick that one. There are a lot of really great ones. So he's been blessed to have a lot of great covers over the years. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Hope you're all having happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate. I hope it's joyous. I hope everyone is being safe and responsible. And I really appreciate the support this year. We hope you're all enjoying these extra 12 days of the Comic Source episodes that we're producing for you. And based on download numbers, it seems like you are. So once again, I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.